Hi friends, how's your week going? Are you finding time to experiment in the kitchen? Recently, I spoke to you about the advent of farmer's market season. I do hope you've checked out the markets closest to you and chatted up the vendors there. Have you found any great treasures yet? Well, get out there. You'll be so glad you did. Today, I'd like to talk about the other end of the spectrum. I've been hearing a buzz lately about a new movement called the home farming movement, and I have to say the interest on the part of this friendly radio chef is piqued. It would seem that people across the country are getting back to raising their own vegetables, herbs, and fruit in their own backyard farm or urban terrace. To which I say, go for it! Hurrah! I mean, with the price of gas these days, who wouldn't rather go out back for a fresh tomato than drive to the grocery store? If you Google home farming, there are tons of sites that can assist you in planning your garden, figuring what seeds to plant, and even a service that can test your soil for you. I love the internet. People everywhere are taking their health into their own hands and starting to cultivate their own food. It wasn't very long ago that people did this as a matter of course, but somehow we got away from it. And it's nice to know that the pendulum is swinging back. But what if you don't really have the room for a garden and you'd really like to do more than a window box? May I suggest looking into a community garden? There are tons of community gardens all around the county, sometimes referred to as pea patches, especially if you're in the Seattle or King County area. I have to tell you, with my genes, I should be an expert home farmer. My great-grandfather was a greengrocer, and my grandfather could have won trophies for his tomatoes. Truth is, I have a really black thumb. I mean, we can't all be good at everything, right? But this intrepid chef is willing to try new things. To that end, I've partnered with the Mukilteo Community Garden to learn more about growing food. In return, I'll be offering classes to anyone who's interested on particular ways to prepare the bounty of great produce that's grown there. Community gardens work because they are all based on volunteerism. You sign up for a plot or a bed of a certain size, then work that plot over seasons and years. Some gardens are devoted to flowers and plants, and others are a combination of plants and produce. What makes Mukilteo Community Garden special, in my opinion, is that since June of 2009, they have donated over 2,100 pounds of fresh organic food to their local community food banks. You see, as a requisite of having a plot, volunteers also commit to work a few hours a week on the food bank plots as well as their own. How cool is that? You can find out more by going to www.mukilteogarden.org. Well, what are the benefits of a community garden? I mean, you can get to grow your own herbs, you can get to grow your own produce, and not only that, you can make some new friends. Who knows who will be working the plot next to yours? Maybe you can share your experiences, your trials, your triumphs. The other thing about home gardening or community gardening is that it teaches you the value of time. Sometimes it takes several seasons for your tomatoes to come in. Sometimes they don't come in at all, but your zucchini is fabulous. You can't rush things in a garden. There's a time to plant and a time to reap, and it's really up to the seasons when you do either one. How nice it would be to get back to the idea of nature ruling our schedules and giving up some of that control, eh? Have you been thinking of a fun activity you could do with your kids? Why not consider gardening with them? They'll learn all about how to grow things and be very proud when their hard work yields some delicious food. Many of the community gardens offer education so you can learn together. And who knows? That kid who never eats anything green just might change his mind if he's grown the broccoli or lettuce himself. So whether it's a home farm, an urban terrace garden, or a community garden, why not look into this great activity? Who knows? You may just find a new passion. If you do, I'd love to hear about it. You can follow my blog and hear more about my food adventures at tuticooks.wordpress.com. Thanks for listening. This is Joan Autry with Tuti Otavalo Cooking School, where you can get your PhD in delicious.